podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
So me and Danelle were talking yesterday, and I was like, Noah is doing something that today, that's why we had to record tomorrow. She's like, what's she doing? And I'm like, I don't know. So I open my phone, I look, I was like, getting involved in some sort of mentoring program. And she's like, Big Brothers, Big Sisters? I'm like, I read you the tweet. That is the sum of my knowledge. Not the tweet, the text.
Ladies love to ask questions.
Too many questions.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy hates doctors, Noah becomes a mentor, young Tim is still an idiot, and we manage to talk about the government shutdown. And when you hear this sound, I believe I can fly. Woo. That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, friends.
Friends and lovers.
Lovers and friends.
And lovers and friends. Or what Noah said that I talked over.
Friends who are lovers, who were once friends, but now are lovers and not lovers anymore and friends again.
That's a hard turn to make.
That awkward sort of friendship where you've seen each other naked.
I've seen you guys naked.
Nothing awkward about that.
Nope.
Yeah, you fucking loved it.
Yeah. Well, who says we're not lovers anymore?
Oh dear.
Oh my.
What? I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I love everyone.
I'm Noah, and I only love some of you. Also the N in Tancast.
I guess I'm the A in Tancast, if you want to get technical. Do we really think that we have new listeners that are going to need these introductions anymore?
I live in hope.
It's consistency, my friend.
Oh, okay. Sort of in the same way where you can go get a McDonald's hamburger anywhere in the world and it'll taste mostly the same?
Yeah, they don't call it, oh, you know that burger that has two patties and special sauce? They say
yes.
Big Mac.
Yep.
It's the oversized Carl. Oh, wait, there is actually a Big Carl. But it's at a different restaurant. Too bad. Carl's a funny name.
It is. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I do associate it with your answering machine message guy, Carl.
I was thinking the same thing. I did answer she messages, and I did different characters that were all staying in my dorm, and Carl was one of them. He was kind of the wise ass.
Hello, and thank you for calling 8871. At the sound of the tone, you can
hear the... Hey, look out! The ceiling's gonna collapse!
Tim, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let me finish.
Wait. Who am I?
You're Carl.
Who am I?
You're Sammy.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Okay, I'm gonna have to finish this message.
Carl, you don't understand. I'm Batman.
I understand. Have a seat.
Hello, good citizen. My name is Batman.
You've reached 8871.
You could be my assistant.
Unfortunately, Tim has been conked on the head and thinks he's Batman.
Would you like to ride with Batman?
So, you'll just have to leave a message and he'll get back to you as soon as...
Come to the Batmobile! Away!
Yep. As Carl always is.
And Sammy, who was apparently perennially in peril.
And a dumbass.
That too. Didn't Sammy go down the stairwell on a tricycle?
Unicycle.
Hello? You've reached 8871.
Tim?
If you would like to leave a message for me...
Tim!
You may do so at...
Tim!
What is it?
Sammy's about to ride his unicycle down the stairs!
Gangway, everybody!
Okay!
My spleen!
I had the wrong number of wheels.
That sounds pretty easy.
Perhaps, but it didn't pan out well.
It didn't. There was glass breaking. I have no idea what that glass was.
Don't worry about it.
Don't you ask too many questions.
If you look too closely, it will burn up.
Yes.
All right, now that we've chit-chatted awkwardly for a while, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Mine was decent. Fine, I guess. Mostly. Mine was complicated by the fact that my kid had a doctor's appointment, and when my wife took him in to say, hey, you know, we think that he must have some sort of sinus infection going on that hasn't been treated by the slaughter everything antibiotics that we've had him on for 30 days. And we're a little concerned because we did take him in to have his adenoids removed, so he's actually undergone surgery to hopefully help out with this, and the problem came back. The doctor said, well, it could be something viral, it could be something bacterial that we're not treating for, so we'll do a nasal swab for those. It could be that he's allergic to something that the allergy test that you took him in for didn't show up, so maybe we'll set him up for allergy tests that, like, test more exotic things. Or it could be cystic fibrosis. It's like, oh, okay, why you gotta hit the gas like that?
It's just let you know all the things it could be.
Yes. So, you know, it could be something that we've got medication for, or something that he just needs to avoid, or a death sentence. Like, okay. Could we have established positively whether it was not those first two things before we entertained the third? You know, before we spent the weekend freaking the fuck out? So fuck doctors is what I'm saying.
If you're a doctor, maybe, maybe fuck humans for always focusing on the negative, the most negative thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the third thing he said.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. But I knew what you mean, but we do, like...
But that's like...
It's like, oh, someone said something good about me. Someone said negative. Oh, what the fucking negative thing? What?
Well, it's like that random painless bruise that showed up on my back. It's like, well, this could be something that you did days ago, and the bruise is just now showing up, and it's been long enough, because it was a deep enough bruise, that you just don't feel the pain anymore. Or maybe, you know, it just looks worse than it is. Or, you know, could also be cancer. Okay. Thanks, Internet.
So, I take it wasn't the bad thing?
Cystic fibrosis? Don't know. Find out Monday.
Oh. I'm sure your son would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Positive thoughts, my friend. Positive thoughts.
Yes. So when I was telling my wife, I was like, well, we don't have any history of cystic fibrosis in the family. She's like, you and your dad both have history of chronic sinusitis. Like, well, yeah, just because we have shitty sinuses that often get, like, sinus infections. She's like, yeah, also apparently a sign of being a carrier for cystic fibrosis.
So,
well, you fuck me then.
You would prefer that he did the other tests, right, the other two tests. That's eliminating them, and then being like, well, I guess you would find out either way, but then be like, oh, now it seems like it's more likely cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, like we'd still find everything out on the same time frame. Treatment would still be exactly the same.
Right.
The only thing that would be different was the doctor's dickish bedside manner would not be causing me to...
Stress out.
Have the stress shits for 2.5 days.
Would you have a preference, Tim? Like you go with Andy?
No, I'd rather hear whatever it might be, and then hopefully find out later it's not that.
Okay, so if your kid goes in for like an inflamed finger and the doctor goes, well, you know, it could be a splitter, like just really got in there, or he could have super AIDS.
Well,
those are your two choices.
Do you think he was saying it because he thought it was a valid option? Like, I don't think he lists off everything it could be, right?
I'm sure he didn't, because, you know, it always could be lupus, apparently. Or cancer. Apparently cancer presents every which way.
It could always be cancer.
Could always be cancer. Could always be lupus. Could always be some sort of weird parasite that you got because you went to Florida. I haven't gone anywhere tropical. Yes, you have.
Don't you lie.
Everybody lies.
That they do.
And everybody dies if the final... episode title is to be believed.
So does anybody have any cheery news?
The wife
not
and I watched
you.
Wanderlust. It had Key and Peele in it.
You just bring sadness to our podcast, Andy.
Cancer,
on,
cystic
Eeyore.
Fibrosis, and stress shit. And...
This is not sadcast. Nothing? Alright.
I heard this is not... Nothing?
Oh, I said this
I
is
heard
not...
this is not... Gassed.
Oh, sadcast?
Yes.
Genius.
I went to Great America yesterday.
Ooh, that seems cheery. Did you get kicked out?
No.
Well, then you're one up on me.
So part of the mentor thing is, like, you don't get paired with someone. You kind of, like, there's some kids who need a mentor, and they have these group outings. And, you know, if a kid likes you and you like them, they'll match you up. So, since
so it's
I have,
like speed dating.
Kind of, except more slow.
Except for new daddies. So, speed daddy.
It doesn't happen one day. Like, it happens over, like, weeks or
speed
months.
Speed dating for pedophiles.
Speed dating for turtles. Turtle pedophiles.
Well, that kid seems cute.
That is some pretty niche slash fiction.
So part of my thing was that we had to keep track of six kids, which is fucking tiring at an amusement park.
Holy shit, I keep track of one inside a suburban home and it's tiring.
It's like, hey, don't do that. Don't press that. Get away from that. What is, like, everything. They wanted to stop at, like, every game. And, like, they wouldn't even play. They would just stop and look. Just lean over and just stare. I'm like, do you guys want to go on rides or what? Like, and then one kid complained that they couldn't get on one last ride. It's like, because, I got into this, but it's like, you kids just stopped at everything. Like, let's look at this. Let's run over here. It's like, if you guys just kept together, we could have been on all the rides you wanted to go on.
They were having fun, baby.
This is true. That's what I need to remember. But yeah, I'm just like, come on, stay on track, kids.
It's not like some job to them. Like, we gotta check these boxes, that box, this box, and get all this shit done.
We're on a schedule. We're gonna miss the ship date if we do not keep to this schedule. Don't make me update the project plan.
But they don't see the logic of like you. We want to go on rides.
Wait,
you don't, you go on rides.
No, you can stop right at. They don't see the logic.
And they kept throwing money at the games that they were not. I mean, one of them won. Oh, so one kid wanted to win some big, like, stuffed animal. The first thing we got there, I'm like, you realize you're going to have to carry that thing around the whole day if you win it now. Nothing.
He didn't care. That was his to carry around and show people, look at what I did. I'm the best around. No one is ever going to keep me down. I assume that's how the kid talked.
Yes, probably.
So, yes, it was quite the thing for my first time. I was like, ooh, this is... At first, I was like, this is overwhelming. We got to keep all track of all of these kids and on track. And for the most part, they were pretty good. They didn't, like, you know... They would kind of... One kind would kind of wander off, or they start running around, running to people, or pressing stuff they shouldn't press. Like, hey, calm, simmer down, simmer down.
Simmer down now.
Simmer down now. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Good.
Well, while you were doing that, I think, I was at a buddy walk for Down Syndrome.
Nice.
And I think we raised some money, and Down Syndrome's going to be stronger than ever next year. So don't everybody worry about it.
Good.
Ba-dum-bum.
You know what? I keep hearing they're working on, like genetic engineering-type cures for it. And I just think not enough people are supporting Down Syndrome. Scientists are about to run away with this.
And so we raised, I have no idea how much we raised or what we did, but we walked around for a mile and then we listened to music.
You 35 cents. We can send one mailing in 1998.
You raised $1. You can do a lot for a buck.
You can make all your 10 long distance calls with 10, 10, 220.
You don't see those commercials anymore.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of 1998.
Nothing. Come on, that was a retro commercial reference.
I was going to say, that was a Tim's first stand-up gig reference.
There is a comedian who books a lot of shows around this area who loves that joke and always wants me to tell it. When she books me. I'm like, the joke doesn't even make sense anymore. No one sees that commercial. No one makes long-distance calls with anything other than a cell phone these days.
Or, you know, Skype, Google Voice.
1-800-COLLECT. That was Chris Rock. Actually, that was my Ben Affleck doing Chris Rock. From the Dogma commentary.
Holy crap. 1010220.com is still around, apparently. MCI
World. Hell yeah, man.
I love there's like a list of websites for like stuff that doesn't exist anymore or is not really relevant. It's just like old zombie websites. They're just hanging around like someone's keeping them going. Like Space Jam.
Yep. I believe I can
Is that still around? I assumed after it got so much publicity for still being around, someone would have taken it down.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
Still around.
Still looks just at Lunar Tunes. That is some... Yes.
That's two probably frames. The best.
Dude, this is like some GeoCities level shit. Oh, that tight repeat on the background. The inexplicable yellow text.
Wow, this is a horrible website.
And what is that? When you click on any page, what is the random header at the top for?
I don't know.
In case you forgot where you were.
It doesn't do anything. Oh, wait, let me see. Maybe if I click on it, it goes back up. Well, the press box. No Space Jam news at the moment. Shock.
They just leave. This is the space holder for the sequel. Guys, come on.
Space Jam 2. Jam harder.
Oh, the little top thing is jamad.html.
Wait, they were going to sell advertising on this?
I guess.
Games?
You must play games.
Virtual ads don't touch.
Trivia quiz. What rival calls Bugs a long-eared galoot? Wile E. Coyote, Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam, or Witch Hazel?
Yosemite Sam.
I'm going to go with Wile E. Coyote. The guy who never talks.
Except that one episode.
We got it right. How old is Bugs Bunny? 56, 37, 88, 91.
69.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I'm going to go with 56. Right. This is... He was 56 years old at some point.
This is riveting. Riveting
56
podcast.
In 96. So.
Who provided the voice for Bugs Bunny? Fritz Freeling? Michael Maltese? Mel Blanc? Frank Oz?
Mel Blanc, right?
Frank Oz.
That is right. Mel Blanc. Do I get a... How long is this quiz? Do I get a, like a... Do I get a fucking handy at the end of it, or what happens? What was the name of Bugs Bunny's first cartoon? A Wild Hare? Bugs Bunny Gets the Boyd? Stage Door Cartoon? Hair Tonic?
Hair Tonic, I believe.
Wild Hare.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
No. What was it?
Wild Hare?
Ha-ha.
Yes! Well, Wild Hare was Bugs Bunny's cartoon debut! Fuck. When are we done? Fuck it.
When you stop...
I want an end. I want a sweet 90s website graphic that says, "Congratulations, you got the quiz all done."
You are a winner. Just think this. Oh, I watched a movie about the Flash called...
The Flashpoint Paradox?
Yes. Did you watch it?
No, but I have seen advertisements for it.
They need to... Well, I don't know. I always like, we'll go on Netflix and I'll be like, oh, wait, there's a new, you know, superheroes anime movie. I didn't hear about this one. And then I will watch it. It was enjoyable, and it was had a little twist ending. And I kind of always like kind of like alternate universe things. You're like, oh, shit. Now this is that, and that is this. What's going on? Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm trying to think of anything to stand out. I don't want to spoil anything. Obviously it focuses on the Flash. Oh, and fucking Aquaman kicks ass in this in this version. Like, he's just beating the shit out of people.
Ah, I was in the park.
I saw your
tweet.
There
was a bunch of kids in the park.
Tim Tim Walking
Park.
And kids
were arguing about who got to be Aquaman, but not in the way that I would have argued about it back in the kid. They were like, No, I want to be Aquaman. And I wanted to just stop those kids. I was like, what are you fucking doing?
Aquaman's a badass these days to these kids. He's been reinvented.
There's no way those kids got to watch Flashpoint.
I don't even mean that. He's got like a hook for a hand.
Aquaman, you go talk to fish or something.
If they did watch Flashpoint, I should have slapped all their parents.
I don't know.
It was between, and what sucked is apparently they had a knowledge of two superheroes, Aquaman and Spider-Man. I was like, fuck it, I am going to slap your parents. And then I'm going to hand you some comic books.
Teach your children well.
I think he's got
Aquaman
like a water hand now.
Aquaman sucks. Go with...
He's got a water hand?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
like a hand made out of water?
Yep.
And it can do shit.
Yeah.
It can douche shit? Yeah, I imagine it can.
Yeah, like make things moist. Clean them out real good.
Left hand is made of enhanced water and possesses healing powers as well as other magical abilities. There you go.
Man, I would say magical work ability hard to make number... him not shitty. No, he's got magic water hand now. What
you know what,
do?
Though?
It's got healing abilities and magic. What? Yes! Why? Shut up!
If I was Aquaman, I would always wipe with the left.
Is that his water hand?
Yeah, nothing's gonna get you clean like your water hand.
Power wash.
Oh, I think I got a hemorrhoid. Healing touch.
Oh. Now.
Wait, his hand was returned to him?
Like somebody just brought it back? Hey, I think you dropped this.
If found, return to Arthur something, king of the Latins.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yes! Fuck! That's what they should have done in the New 52. Rewritten Aquaman as Arthur Fonzarelli.
Greaser?
The best part is he would constantly jump sharks.
Oh, wait. You know, he has extreme hydrokinesis. Extreme, my friend.
Extreme.
This is not your grandpa's hydrokinesis. It's extreme.
Hey, give me a straw, and I got extreme hydrokinesis,
this
too.
This is not your name, or it's hydrokinesis.
Suck my barnacle-covered taint, bitch.
Submariner, bring me a sub sandwich.
I don't have the hate for Aquaman that other people seem to have.
I don't hate him, I just enjoy making fun of him.
Here's a good one.
Uh-oh.
I'll link you guys to it. I believe I can fly.
Better go rustle up Cthulhu. Oh, this may be my new favorite thing. I think this beats the picture of Thor that says, "Your god was nailed to a tree, mine carries a hammer."
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh.
I watched a new Louis C.K. video
Louis.
That went up for sale for $5. It was enjoyable. He is a funny man. He had a whole bit at the end where he's talking about, like, you know, all these, like, here's my fucked up mind. He goes, you know, it's terrible if you're allergic to nuts and, you know, you have to worry about, you know, touching nuts and stuff. You know, it's terrible. But maybe if touching a nut kills you, you deserve to die. Or you're meant to die.
Oh, man.
And then he goes, maybe if we just go like this for a year and covers up his eyes, we'll get rid of this nut allergy.
Oh.
So, I would say it's worth your $5. And you get extended version video, and you get it in audio form.
Oh, shizzle my nizzle.
I gotta say, well, I mean, granted, he's a pretty popular comedian, so I think it works for him. But I would say even, like, if it was a music album, which obviously it's not going to happen. But I think $5 is a good price for an album if you're unsure about if it's going to be good or not. I mean, now it doesn't really matter because there's so many places to listen to it and you can buy single tracks. I still don't like exclusive tracks, though. I think that's ridiculous.
I concur. Much like exclusive special features on DVDs.
Yes. Like, yeah, fuck. Especially for like one particular thing like this. This one has this one. This one. They do it for video games a lot now, too, where... like, one store will have some downloadable content, another store will have some other downloadable content. And it's like, really? Like, I cannot get that unless I buy it. Like, what if I want both? Like, all right. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could just be like, well, you just get one and just be happy with it. Be happy you have the game.
Yeah.
Or I could not buy the game and you could suck my taint.
Or my barnacle-covered taint. You can wait until the game gets cheap and the, like, Game of the Year edition comes out. And typically that has all the extra shit from every single one of the different stores.
Okay. It's not
that's
so
my plan
so it's
for
like,
Star Trek, that somehow one will come out with all the crap on it eventually.
Yep. So it's like, great. So I'm just going to wait for this thing to go, for you guys to do the bargain bin release several months after. I mean, clearly, you know, I wasn't your buy this first day target audience anyways. However, you've just guaranteed, no fucking way am I going to go, like, pick which one of these three different download things. I'll just wait and get the full fucking game later.
I would be okay with it if it was like that. Like, for example, there's this music album I like, and I guess because it's exclusive track, one of the tracks from the album is not on Spotify. Now, granted, I could go listen to it other means, like on YouTube, but it'd be nice if I could use it on Spotify, which is like the thing I want to use to listen to my music now. Like, ideally, like if everything was on there, but you know that's not the case. But it's, you know. It's first world problems, man. Oh, shit. I can't get the music in the format I like. Life is so hard.
Meanwhile, someone's struggling to get water today.
Oh, shit, I can't listen to Drake on my Spotify app, on my iPhone, anywhere I'm at.
But
in
really,
the world.
Tell us more about these special features that you can't listen to.
Don't mind me, I'm just passing out from dehydration.
Don't mind this gif of Willy Wonka looking at you sarcastically.
Oh, shit. I would love it, and I don't think this is ever going to happen, if there was just one, like, kind of like Spotify, where it doesn't have everything, but it has most things, where if there's, like, one service like that for TV, where it's like, I just pay one place a fee, and I can watch the shows I want to watch. I don't think that'll ever happen, though.
Oh, no. Because cable company, or so many media companies own multiple channels, some of which you care about, most of which you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to bundle them in.
Strike deals where you have to have the cable, the channels that you don't care about, in order to get the ones you do.
And have you read about the fact that all of us are paying for sports channels, like even if you're not into sports?
Yeah,
I have not read about it, but I assumed, because every so often I'll flip past those parts of the dial and something will come in. I'm like, why is this here? Who gives a shit?
Well, like we're paying. I think a good chunk of like what you pay for cable is you paying for those sports channels. You know more specifics, Andy?
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit. Like, I could give a shit about the Speed Channel or Golf Network or whatever, but the people who own those also own, like, ESPN or some other shit, like sci-fi.
Right.
So, yeah, it's all about the bundling, baby.
Well, I think it's just disproportionate amount is, like, they throw a lot of money
to get
the sports.
Oh, yeah, because sports is fucking incredibly, like, yeah, so sports is just not even an option. It's like, you will get ESPN. Because we gotta spread this pain around.
So are you saying, Noah, that we're paying part of the fee even if we're not getting those channels?
Exactly.
Because they just inflate everybody's rates in order to pay for their sports.
Yeah, because sports is so huge that I think they're allowed to like kind of like, yeah, you know what? We want to charge you this much cable. You're gonna pay it because people love fucking sports. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll just make everyone pay for it.
Meanwhile, fuck, I can't get a Sharks game out here to save my fucking life.
Stupid sports people. Speaking of fucking stupid sports, hope you're proud of yourself, Atlanta Braves.
What did they do?
They fucking beat out the Detroit Tigers to get to the World Series. No. Detroit's economy didn't need a World Series. Fuck yourself.
That's what they were thinking.
I'm sorry, it wasn't the Atlanta Braves. It was the Boston Red Sox.
I was going to say. I thought the Braves were out in like the semifinals.
Whatever. All these white people look the same.
And I don't care. You know what? I'm just happy it's not coming back to San Francisco.
Yeah. I don't care either, but I was like, man, that would be great for Detroit.
Yeah, well, the Braves lost the NLDS against the Dodgers.
Oh,
like,
Andy.
2 weeks ago.
Welcome to Don't Care Cast. I'm Noah.
I'm Tim.
The N and don't care.
The T and don't care.
Well, you can't spell don't care with an A.
Why can't you spell don't care with an A?
D-O-N-T-C.
C-A-R-E.
Oh, my gosh, you're the smart one. What's happening to us?
No. Wait,
fuck.
Let me check my dick. Nope, still tiny. I guess I'm Tim.
Oh, burn.
Except we all know the truth.
Yeah, that I'm smart and I have a big dick. So, there's that.
You got decent hog.
Oh, it's more than decent.
Listen,
you don't write letters like the letters I've been writing and still have a woman around if you're swinging below average meat. Whoa! You okay there, buddy?
I'm good. Just got a little coffee.
So I posted another one of my letter, like horribly embarrassing letters. Saturday. I believe I can fly. And somebody who we went to high school with, who knew at least two of the people I've written letters that I've been posting letters I've written to,
uh-huh.
Goes, "How come I didn't get one of these letters?" I said, "Be careful what you wish for." And then today I posted a letter I wrote to her. I believe I can fly.
In the style of high school Tim.
Oh, she was one of the people I'd written letters to in that same cluster of people. These were all in the span of like a year.
Oh, so this is actually a letter you had written her.
Oh yeah, this happened. In fact, I found there's three of them. I just grabbed the first one. Then after I was finishing the blog, I opened up the second one. I was like, oh God, worse, so much worse. Oh, why? Like, I've spent an entire paragraph complaining about how sad my love life is to a woman who shouldn't care. And why are you telling her this? Not only that, I'm stealing jokes from comedians to tell her how bad my love life is. I think one of the quotes I used was, I couldn't score in a women's prison with a fistful of pardons. What? That's a joke from Larry Bubbles Brown, A.
Yes.
B, why are you sending that to some girl that you see are semi trying to flirt with? I'm undesirable. Why won't you get on this cock?
I think your angle was, she'll feel bad for me, and therefore touch my pee-pee.
Yeah, she also mentioned she was 800 miles away.
She'll forbid me, buy a plane ticket to see me touch her pee-pee.
Well, as miraculously, that is not how it panned out.
Well, you know what? How about vagina cakes to cheer you up?
What?
What are vagina you cakes? You heard me.
Vagina birth cakes. I believe I can
fly. Woo. Oh, Lord. We're about to find out what vagina cakes are.
Andy is.
No, Tim, it's Superman. Superman, like, John Williams' score is going to be the new movie.
Each worse than the next.
No, Tim. Superman Link.
The third one with the little cherry butthole.
God.
One of them has teeth.
No, more than one.
But two of them.
Why? The
eighth one looks like some disgusting STD.
It does.
It's a lady guard. It's supposed to be flowers, but the flowers are the same color as the vagina, so it just looks like I have warts or something.
It also looks like someone just fucking put sawdust all over it. Like, yes. Like, this doesn't even look edible.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. But you have vagina roses. The ninth one looks like something in a horror film.
Yeah, it looks pretty gross.
This entire thing would be the banquet in a horror film.
I have no idea what's going on with number 10.
That's
I think it's the baby's head crowning.
Oh, you know, I may call bullshit on number 10. Like, how do we know?
That one just could be like a fucked up cake. But oh my Lord, the rest of these.
Yes, I. You know,
man,
number seven
is like super fancy nightmare fuel.
Seven looks kind of photoshopped or something. It looks weird, but I have no doubt. Like whenever people say fucked up shit, someone did fucked up thing, I usually believe them. I'm like, oh, I'm just pulling a leg. I'm like, the world is a crazy place, and there are so many people. And like, I believe that almost anything you can think of, someone has at least tried once.
Probably.
Wow.
Someone's probably trying it right now.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe while listening to Tancast.
Not that many people are trying that. Oh, I saw Gravity.
Whoa, Gravity.
And?
It was good. I saw it in 3D.
Did you fall for it?
Did I fall for Gravity?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were going to see it with me, Tim.
It didn't seem like that was going to pan out.
You didn't even ask me what I wanted to see it.
And I had a free night, so I free nighted it up.
I hope you choked on your popcorn.
I didn't have any popcorn.
Well, I hope the floor was sticky.
Kinda.
Alright, I'm okay.
Fuck, there was some preview that was so shitty that I just... Oh, it was like, you know, the before the movie thing, like, coming up next, you're gonna see a behind-the-scenes look at this movie or that thing or whatever. So they were teasing, so they finished whatever behind-the-scenes, but like, coming up, you're gonna get the in-depth look at... And it was like, oh, fuck, Werther's Originals chocolate. I'm like, that's... You just did a preview for a commercial? Who gives a shit?
I care.
And I was the only one who laughed out loud. I'm like, how does no one find this funny?
I love Werther's Originals.
That may be, but I don't, like, I'm going to go behind the scenes at Werther. And it's not that, like, we didn't go behind the scenes. It wasn't like a special featurette. It's just coming up, a commercial. I was like, no
for
one
more,
realized,
inside
no one
your
thinks
granny's
that's funny
purse.
Besides me. What's that, Andy?
For more, inside your granny's purse.
But yeah, it was good. The 3D was actually worthwhile through most of the movie. Still would have seen it in flat if I could have. Oh, I also saw it in the XD cinema experience.
Oh, that means even more money.
It means I have no idea why they called it that.
Man, they're just brand... I know. They brand the shit out of everything. It's like, welcome to our experience. What's your experience? Well, we turned all the audio up super loud. So everyone in the theaters next to you will hear this film too.
So, supposedly, I think that one has leather seats and it's better sound.
Huh?
Shit, them seats weren't leather.
Quiet moment in prisoners? Doesn't matter. You're going to hear shit exploding from the theater next door. This theater, XD!
I saw it because it was either then or wait till almost 11 o'clock at night to start watching it.
Huh? Maybe 11 o'clock would have been better.
Nah. As it was, I got home a little after midnight.
Whoa. Blossom.
Did you just burp
the word
whoa? I
didn't know Ed Harris was in that movie. That's not a spoiler. He is the voice of NASA. And I was like, I think he should just be the voice of NASA.
Wait, who is it?
Ed Harris.
Oh, good old Eddie.
I was like, that sounds really familiar. And so I stayed through the... Oh, no stinger. So you don't have to worry about that.
Good news.
Samuel Jackson doesn't show up to recruit them for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, and I've also caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We just decided instead of trying to watch everything, we're going to pick one thing and get all the way caught up. Because we are 4 episodes behind on a lot of our shit. Like, we haven't even cracked open the Mentalist this season.
It's
but
interesting.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm enjoying it.
You took that shit to the head. Guzzled it.
That's it. I enjoy it. Gravity was good. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is good. That is all.
Good. Good to know.
Oh, I watched the first episode of the Michael J. Fox show.
Holy shit, no one ultrasonic there.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. It was okay.
I found the second episode. Or was it the second or the third episode I found to be funnier? One or the other.
All right. Well, I will.
Because the tossing the dinner roll in the dude's crotch, Parkinson's, hasn't happened yet. For you.
But was that the only thing that made it funnier, or was it just overall more funny?
No. I mean, there's other funny bits in the episode, but that's just the head and shoulders standing above everything else funny bit. And don't forget that cute daughter.
I mean, yeah, right now it just seems like a drama.
From the first one?
What was that?
The first one seemed like a drama?
Hello?
Hello?
I can
the
hear
first
you
episode seems like a drama? Question mark? Did I lose everybody?
Yeah, it seems like a drama, and then you said something, and then I heard nothing.
Ah, I just asked.
That was very confusing for me, because I heard both of you perfectly. It's just like, why are they, like, did you guys just suddenly flip out and become enemies?
No. Now my enemy you have become.
Anyways, first episode seems like a drama, ? Noah?
Yes.
Good. Glad Noah could solve that.
No, it seems like a drama. That's it.
I thought the first episode was funny, but all right.
I mean, but dramas have funny moments. I just didn't feel like, oh, this is like definitely like a comedy, you know, like along the lines of How I Met Your Mother or Big Bang Theory. It seemed more of a drama than compared to those.
Say it bang, 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 bang. Say it bang, 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 bang.
Oh, we also watched The Modern Family. That show's still good.
Yes, it is.
Someone complained about that they make the gay men very stereotypical.
Really?
Yeah, how they're like always kind of catty towards each other.
Meh, that's just couples.
Yeah. And they're also...
I don't know. I feel that they're
the
definitely more
extreme. Straight couples are pretty catty
than...
towards each other.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said I would also say the straight couples on that show are fairly catty towards each other.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, except for Phil, because he's so blissfully unaware of everything, but...
Well, I think the other couples have disagreements, but they are definitely, I feel like, they play them up to be more catty.
Meh.
I don't know. I mean, it could be wrong. It could be just I'm being influenced by what the person said.
I see it as just that both Cam and Mitchell have, like, insecurities. Especially Mitch, when he realizes that they've, like, fallen into a gay stereotype. Like, he seems to be kind of insecure about that. So.
This is only one person's opinion.
This is true. And fuck that one
person.
Can
eat a bag of dicks.
Big bag of dicks.
A bag of aqua dicks.
Aqua dicks. Coming soon to a dick store near you.
That might be pretty easy to suck.
Next to the vagina cakes.
Aqua dick. Aqua dick. Does whatever an aqua dick does.
Nailed it.
I know those words.
The ones you made up?
My dick casts aquamancy.
I don't know if I should put vagina cakes in the show notes.
I think you should.
All right. It's gonna be a warning.
What about that last episode? You were going to name it something else, then you didn't name it whatever you were going to say you were going to name it.
whatever it was a vulgar synonym for vagina, and when I searched for it on iTunes, it wouldn't come up, so I assumed it would be blocked out, so what was the point?
Yes. It was something about coos.
Yes, you can't handle the coos. In fact, I even deleted our entire discussion saying that we were going to name the episode that.
Yep.
Which was a bummer, because we then debated how to spell coos, and that was kind of funny.
So you could have left that in.
I could have. I didn't.
I think you should have left it in and be like, editor's note, coos got us blocked on iTunes, so I named it something else. And back to the show.
I could have done that, but then I would have had to set up the mic and record something, and then watch my fucking Audacity crash, and then fucking build it back up again, and then so fuck that.
I could have recorded for you. I would have done it. I don't know why. I always amused by editor's notes. Like when they on Doug, when he said something and then it pops in. What he really means is...
he's actually full of shit.
This never happened.
I don't know if I'll go, but I kind of want to go see the Doug Loves Movies taping.
You should go. You should go in costume. You should go in your Flasher costume.
Tim got what I was talking about.
Doug Loves Movie Reference, Movie Reference, Movie Reference.
Other people thought maybe I was talking about, like, naked server guy. Like, would you want to just wear the apron?
Guess they're totally different, but the main feature of both attractions is Naked Noah.
Yep.
Well, to me, the main feature is that I have a big afro fro pubes with a pick in it.
Yeah, but that's what people stay times. For. They come for Naked Noah.
They come for Naked Noah.
They come for Naked Noah. You can spell that however you want.
Oh, zippity dippity
doo.
Zippity doo da, zippity day. My oh my, Tim is.
I'm going to assume Noah finished that with Tim is gay, but the internet decided to edit you out. My, oh my, Tim is...
Silence.
Did we lose him altogether?
I think so. He has not rejoined us in the merriment.
Noah!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So, Andy.
So, Tim.
I had a parenting question. While we're waiting for Noah.
That is our thing! Yay, we have a thing!
Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was, though. Mm. It was like, how did you deal with...
Questions about differences between boys and girls.
It was some sort of, like, physical thing that you would have to do different eventually. Was it potty training? No?
How high I could throw him?
Yeah, that was it.
Because I've been working on that.
Fuck.
We noticed.
Oh, this from Noah. I dropped. Really, Noah? Noah texted us and said, I dropped.
What? I thought you were quiet. Text him that.
Wait, Noah, you dropped?
Are you being funny, Tim?
Yes. you weren't here, but basically your Tim is gay song got edited out by the internet.
Yep.
Oh.
Then went, no. Like,
Tim
no.
is, and then nothing.
Gay people get picked on too much. Gay people are just as deserving of love and respect and friendship.
Truth.
So you heard that part, and then I got dropped?
Yeah. You said,
yeah,
get,
Tim
and
is,
that
and that was it. And then we attempted to talk about kid stuff, but Andy, Tim couldn't remember what he wanted to ask Andy.
Tim
oh,
fail.
I don't know if we have time for it now, but yeah, we'll save it for next week.
Tease it. What were we going to talk about next week?
Just think, kids are diabolical.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had a major thing we were going to do this week.
So, definitely, like, I definitely saw some of that. Like this one kid, he got, like, they went over to this little kiosk, and this kid got something. And, I mean, I don't... One of the guys seems to think, you know, these kids might be stealing stuff. They do are to grab stuff, but they seem to put it back. But, like, this kid came over, and the guy's like, well, where'd you get that? How much did it cost? I don't know. He's like, well, how do you not know if you pay for it? You pay for it, right? Yeah. How much did it cost? I don't know. And he was just smiling the whole time, like, I'm totally fucking with you, man. Like,
you can't do shit. Diplomatic immunity!
Yeah. Like, he just had, like, a shitty grin on his face, like... Like, I know what you're trying to get at, buddy. And I'm not going to give you an answer you want.
Because I am the devil.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my son does that. I put him on timeout.
Oh, by the way, NBC predicts all Americans will receive a microchip implant in 2017 per Obamacare.
Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
Who says this?
Someone posted a link that says NBC predicts this.
NBC?
N. Sorry, am I saying M? I meant NBC.
So, apparently, left-wing NBC is warning us about the dangers of President Obama's healthcare plan?
That's supposedly what's going on.
Right-wing, your arguments eat themselves.
Anyways, that's another thing I wanted to talk about.
So if you search for NBC chip Obamacare, guess what you do not see anywhere?
A link to the website?
A link to NBC.com.
Yes.
Or NBCNews.com.
Is it, like, I was looking, I'm like, whoa, I wonder if they link to a source on the website, and it's just a YouTube video.
Well, I am highly doubtful. You know why I'm highly doubtful? Because the people that are making this claim are the same people who distrust science and try to get brown people and women kicked off of voter rolls. It's fine to be conservative, but if your party's big moves are to deny fact and to get fewer people to vote, you fucking already lost.
This is something I would like to talk about next episode, but, like, just why people are just so against Obamacare that they're, like, willing to, like, shut down the government for it.
Because it's religious for them. They seriously seem to believe that Obamacare is, like that's the devil's way in. So because it's religious, because they've already decided, so again, sorry, there's no problem with thinking that there are problems with Obamacare. There's no problem with thinking that it has, that there are imperfections, thinking that there are things you could fix, thinking that maybe it's the wrong way to go, maybe you have a better idea, whatever. But the people who are shutting the government down don't have any of those thoughts. The people who are shutting the government down have the idea that they are literally fighting evil. And because they are good and they are fighting evil, anything they do is permissible. Because they're already on the right side of God, so nothing they do could be harmful or sinful or worse than whatever it is that they see themselves as trying to stop. And it's a bigger problem than just this. It's the it's a major problem I have with not necessarily the concept of religion, but a lot of religious people. And one thing I saw in myself, and one thing that drove me away from religion, is this idea of I'm going to start with the assumption that I'm right and fit everything else to it. I'm doing God's work, and if I'm doing God's work, nothing I'm doing could possibly be wrong, so I never need to think about it.
I mean, that's how I approached my life, but I just don't, God doesn't enter into it. I start with the assumption that I'm right. And then that seems to check out by all of my thoughts and actions.
And then just continue from there, yeah.
Yeah, then I proceed to try and bend the world to my will. Okay. And so far, it's going swimmingly.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I listen to some stuff, but it just seems like wow, like, it doesn't, I mean, maybe Obamacare has problems, but it didn't seem that bad. Like, it seems like, oh, maybe, like, someone said, like, maybe we should try this. Like, and, like, just because we try it doesn't mean we can't undo it at some point.
Yeah, you know who came up with the idea? The Heritage Foundation, a right-wing think tank. The whole concept of an individual mandate to buy into the public insurance is a right-wing idea. Or it was until a brown guy got on it. But you know what? The right wing of the Republican Party is not racist. Sure, our first black president, obviously wasn't born in the U.S., and he's secretly a Muslim, and all the rest of the shit that the Tea Party people scream when they hold rallies in Washington, D.C.
Look what you did, Noah. You woke the political giant.
And I hate you and I berate you.
I love people who, I have a lot of right-wing, quote-unquote, friends on Facebook, and they're like, Obamacare is clearly a failure. I was like, Obamacare has been around 3 days. Fucking, we didn't give the war in Iraq that little time to be called a failure before we turned around and went home.
Well, it hasn't even technically started yet. It's just people signing up for it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, nothing's happened. It can't be a failure yet.
And what's funny, like, Obama said, like, you know, yeah, the website's going to have problems. I mean, I don't know if maybe that I haven't tried to register on it, but I don't know maybe if they're disproportionate, but he's like, yeah, everyone's going to be trying to sign up for it. There's going to be some issues. or not everyone, but a large amount of people are going to be signed.
Yeah, I think there's something like 500,000 people, though, have actually signed up for CARE.
I can't remember whose joke it was, but someone's like, we'll wait online for ticket. It was probably Jon Stewart. We'll wait online for tickets to see some shitty movie or a concert, like, overnight. But my health care for my family, that shit better be done in 20 minutes. Or fuck you, government.
Oh, that's another thing that I think is, like, I think technology is good for us, but also secretly, like, just spoils us to shit. Like, we expect everything to happen so immediately now. And if it doesn't, we're like, fuck this.
Speaking of things that need to happen immediately, I need to go so we can send these clips so that I can go to work and pay for my health care that Obama's mandating. Thanks, Obama.
So I'll just leave you guys with this link to a Salon article where a guy picked a bunch of people who had appeared on Sean Hannity's comb talking to Sean Hannity's not. Sorry, Hannity and Combs is stuck in my head for some reason. On Sean Hannity's show, talking about how Obamacare was ruining their business and going to cost them all this money and whatever. Turns out, nope, they're all liars. I believe I can fly.
Woo. All right, well, we lost Noah again.
Hooray. So, this week you're doing it like a shitty internet connection.
Hey, that's my line.
Oh, no, wait.
All right, so let's sign off before Noah's mic goes off again. So... This week, you're doing it like... see what I did there?
Yeah, I do.
I see what you did there. Never trust the fact that my roommates say they're not downloading anything.
Oh. And this week, I hate it when...
That's two of the same joke. Just for you, Noah.
They're all related.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. Hello, you've reached before.
When the bartender says, that's not a duck.
That's a good one.
Okay, guys, could you be quiet? I'm leaving the message.
Okay, let's be quiet. Let him work.
Hello, you've reached 8871.
That's not a duck.
A duck.
Guys, knock it off.
We have to be quiet.
Sorry.
Hello, you have reached...
The home of the duck!
Hey, Carl Snowden!
I don't get this at all.